4. You need Varon's help. There was silence on the spaceship. Omega was standing quietly at the controls again. Varon was thinking about how he could learn to control Omega. Miranda and Garth were thinking about what Omega had told them. Varon was richer than both of them. Miranda was the first to speak.
"So we all want to go back to Earth," she said. "Then let's go there. Omega, take us back to Earth now."
Omega pushed switches on the control panel. A low noise filled the room.
"Stop," said Garth sharply. "Stop, Omega. We cannot go back to Earth yet."
Omega pulled back the switches and the noise faded away.
"You are stupid, Miranda," said Garth. "We have traveled millions of kilometers through space. We have been running and hiding from everyone for a long time now. But we can't go back to Earth yet. First, we must make sure that our plan has worked."
"Plan?" asked Varon. "What's your plan?"
"It's simple," replied Garth. "When we stole the computer, we knew that the Earth police were following us. So we stole this spaceship, the fastest spaceship that has ever been built."
"The fastest and most powerful," added Omega.
"When we left Earth, we flew towards the moon," continued Garth. "The police ships were far behind. We fired a small missile at the surface of the moon. By the time it exploded, we were thousands of kilometers away."
"But what was the plan?" asked Varon.
"The police saw the missile explode," explained Garth. "We hope they will believe that this ship crashed on the moon. Then they will think we are dead, and they will forget about us."
"A clever plan," said Varon. "But has it worked?"
"It's time to find out," said Miranda. "We've been hiding for long enough. Omega, find out if our plan has worked."
Omega moved to one side of the control panel. He stood in front of a large white screen. He placed his arms on the controls at each side of the screen. Bright lights, red and green and blue, flashed across the screen. There was a humming noise. After a few moments, the bright lights faded away and the noise stopped. There was silence. Omega took his arms away from the control panel. He turned slowly towards Garth and Miranda. "The Earth police have stopped looking for you," he said quietly. "They believe that this ship crashed on the moon. They think that the ship was completely destroyed and that both of you are dead."
Miranda laughed with joy.
"The plan has worked," she cried excitedly. "Now we can go back to Earth and get the computer."
"But what about him?" asked Garth, pointing at Varon.
"Take me back to Earth with you," said Varon. "I have some business there."
"I'm sure you have business there," said Garth. "But I think you've forgotten something."
"What's that?" asked Varon.
"You are the only person who knows that we are still alive," answered Garth. "You are the only person who knows we have this ship. If we take you back to Earth, you could tell the police. They will pay a big reward."
"A big reward?" said Varon with a laugh. "Haven't you forgotten something?"
"Tell me what I have forgotten."
"You've forgotten what Omega has told you," replied Varon. "When I get back to Earth, I will be richer than both of you. I don't need any reward from the police."
"You won't be richer than us," said Garth in a harsh voice. "You will never get back to Earth. I'm going to kill you now."
Garth pointed his laser gun at Varon's head.
"Don't kill him,"
said Miranda suddenly. Her eyes were shining with greed.
"First, find out what he's got. Why will he be richer than both of us?"
"I don't believe Omega," said Garth. "It's impossible. There's nothing to steal on Zeron."
Garth put his fingers to the trigger of the gun, but he couldn't close his fingers. Omega's arm was pointing at Garth.
"You must not kill this man," said Omega. "You must ask him to help you. You need his help."
"Help?"
asked Miranda sharply.
"What help?"
If Varon does not help you, you will never get back to Earth.